Timmins, the upcoming expansion of the Orange Air Ambulance Base in Sudbury could create potential staffing challenges for more northern communities, says Mark Renault. The Chief of Paramedic Services told Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB. Members at the November 21 meeting that the expansion could mean increased competition for hiring paramedics. Orange, the province's air ambulance provider, is amid a $108 million expansion in Sudbury and the Northeast. It recently announced it's acquired a new hangar at the Greater Sudbury Airport, which will serve as a super base. Fixed-wing aircraft, rotor-wing aircraft and critical care land ambulances will operate out of the site. Two new 24/7 fixed-wing aircraft will begin operations from the new hangar in 2026, serving patients primarily in northeastern Ontario, along with the James and Hudson Bay coast. Related, Orange acquires new, superbase, hangar at Greater Sudbury Airport. To support the expansion, Orange plans to hire up to 30 paramedics. While the expansion is expected to improve air ambulance services and response times across the north, Renault said the timing of Orange's hiring drive could lead to increased competition for paramedic talent, particularly for the Cochrane District Paramedic Service, CDPS, which also plans to recruit new staff in spring 2025. I think everybody's familiar with our staffing challenges over the last few years, Renault said. Unfortunately for us as a service provider here, adding 30 positions for paramedics in the north may cause some fluctuation in our ability to draw and attract staff. So this may impede some of our efforts to recruit in the spring and increase our staffing levels. See, paramedic recruitment and retention key for 2024. Current CDPS paramedics may also apply to Orange, further contributing to turnover and complicating staffing efforts for the district's paramedic service, Renault said. In light of these concerns, Renault emphasized the need for proactive recruitment efforts and stronger staff retention strategies. To address the potential staffing shortfall, CDPS plans to initiate early recruitment campaigns, enhance staff retention strategies and maintain open communication with Orange to better align hiring timelines, Renault said.